You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
If you're just tuning in, it's 6:32. You're listening to the SAFM Market Update with MoneyWeb. I'm your host, Jimmy Moyaha, and we're taking a look at Amazon South Africa, their latest round or the latest rumblings around the potentially uncompetitive practices or unfair competitive practices that Amazon is looking to impose on their resellers. I'm joined on the line by Hanu Labuschagne, who's a journalist at My Broadband, around these developments. Good evening, Hanu. Thanks so much for taking the time. Let's start by understanding what Amazon is looking to impose on its resellers.
Good evening, Jimmy, and good evening to the listeners. So what we're seeing at the moment is it's sort of a mishmash of its different policies that it's using. It's not a price parity clause. The policy that it's implementing is it's making it's basically forcing sellers on Amazon to bring their prices down to the same as what it's listed on, a product is listed on a rival platform like Takealot, for example, is one of the examples some of the sellers have seen. And they've noticed that if they don't bring their price down to the same as Takealot's price or lower, then their listing doesn't have an add to basket option, which is basically the product is in a featured box on the Amazon.co.za website. And therefore, it makes it much more difficult to discover that product and to buy it.
Now, Hanu, we know Amazon globally has been known for being able to offer some of the most competitive pricing, but we've also seen in the retail space in general, there's all these sorts of policies around we'll match the price, we'll beat the price and that sort of thing. Is this potentially what Amazon is looking to do from their perspective, is to say we want our platform to then offer competitive pricing and that's kind of why we're imposing these things?
Definitely. So from Amazon's perspective, that is the argument to be made, and it's certainly in favor of shoppers. The issue that comes in is Takealot and other retailers might offer special promotions to sellers where they get some sort of special incentive or a reduced commission fee for a limited period if they participate in a certain sale. So there's an incentive to offer products at reduced prices, for example, for a limited period on a certain platform, but not necessarily on Amazon at the same time. So then what happens is, you know, they're forced to bring down their prices and effectively drop their profit margins on Amazon as well while they're participating in a sale on Takealot. So it sort of cuts off their hands a bit and makes it very difficult. Amazon has argued, and I believe that Takealot has made the same argument in relation to pricing parity, to their price parity clause, which they were previously forced to scrap by the Competition Commission. Basically said that this price parity, narrow price parity clause in contracts with sellers that forced them not to offer products lower on their own websites, basically said it was anti-competitive and it should not be allowed. It actually increased their reliance on Takealot. So it's certainly to some extent from the perspective of the shopper, it's great. You know, you're almost always guaranteed to get the best price on Amazon. But from a seller's perspective, it gets very difficult. And that becomes particularly true if a seller has to factor in, you know, certain inherent costs that come with listing on specific marketplaces. We know Takealot apparently from seller's perspectives has quite a lax approach to return policies. It tends to favor the customer over the seller for issues with products. And then what ends up happening is that seller takes a loss on that product. So what they tend to do is they sometimes work in an additional cost for that risk compared to selling it on their own platforms or some other platforms. You know, I think Bob Shop may be a good example.
I know it sounds very much like the intermediaries in this case, that would be the Amazons and the Takealots, don't really want the drama that comes with the consumer side of it. They don't really want the sellers to make a lot of money, but in between, they're not willing to adjust their own margins and anything that they do in between. How is this now? I mean, when we do have, and I imagine this would probably at some point at this rate end up in front of the Competition Commission again, how do you, as the Competition Commission or someone adjudicating on this matter, then ensure that this intermediary doesn't just come in, take a slice of everyone's pie, and nobody other than them benefits?
Yeah, no, it's a very difficult balance to make, Jimmy. That's a golden question, you know. I think certainly Takealot hasn't argued this yet, but I'm pretty sure that the Competition Commission will look at this and say, hey, this is a bit naughty. Internationally, there's a case that's been launched now in the US as well against Amazon regarding this practice, because they don't necessarily have a narrow price parity clause in their contracts with sellers. They dropped it in the EU after being forced to do so, and I mean, they're still operating in Europe, so it's perfectly fine there. And in the US, they dropped it in 2019, but now they've sort of like reinterpreted it using a bunch of other policies. But yeah, it's a very difficult balancing act to make, because you also have a responsibility to ensure that these companies can remain competitive. And if sellers, you know, there are rogue sellers that might engage in price gouging and negatively affect the view of certain sites. So it is a very, very tough tough thing to do, but I think the Competition Commission at least needs to be fair in applying its approach equally to all the platforms, because at the point that it did its online intermediation platforms market inquiry, Amazon was not yet a player in the local space, and now it is. So yeah, it might not come immediately. The scrutiny might not be there immediately, because Amazon is still very small in South Africa. We've seen it initially surge in popularity at the start, but we know Takealot's very strong, and we've got a very well-established e-commerce space here. So we'll see how long it takes before it scrutinizes this. We did find it interesting, though, that Amazon didn't reply to our request for comment, seeing as these allegations are fairly serious. But yeah, we'll see. Maybe things intensify in the in the coming months.
Hanu, before I let you go, I mean, does this not make it anti-incentivizing towards the sellers with all of these new fair pricing policies and seller code of conduct policies? Does this not make it harder for you as a reseller or a seller to then want to engage with the platform in the first place?
Yes, it most definitely does. And I think what these platforms need to be careful of is there's an increasing number of providers. You know, we've seen our courier services improve their logistics tremendously. There are other options for improving your logistics and running things off your own site. South Africans are getting more familiar with shopping online. There's a big advantage with using recognizable brands like Takealot and Amazon. Of course, you know, there's a flurry of fake e-commerce sites that people are scared to use. But in general, there's a growing trust in buying things directly from other shops. So that danger might come in for Takealot and Amazon if it does not, you know, act in the interests of its sellers. Unfortunately, this has been a trend with Amazon globally, where it tends to also favor the customer, and it's a fine balancing act. So it is difficult to do. But yeah, certainly, as it is, at least the rules need to apply equally to all the operators, and you can't have one doing this and one doing the other. We also saw it in our pricing comparison, saw this trend of price matching, where it's sort of you know, it lowers competition, because people that can't get things at different prices will end up with a situation where they're at the same prices on all sites. So yeah, it's a bit tricky, but we'll see how it develops.
We'll keep an eye on it. We'll keep looking to see how this benefits resellers as well as consumers, and what the outcome is. Thanks for those insights, Hanu. That's Hanu Labuschagne, who is a journalist at MyBroadband, on the fact that Amazon South Africa is using interesting policies to create possibly uncompetitive practices.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app, and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.